Love Inspired Suspense and Harper Audio present Fugitive Search by Dana Mentink. Performed by Abby Craden. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 30. To my sisters, the very best pack a gal could ask for. 1. Was everyone watching her? No, they weren't. And even if they were, they'd see only a nondescript woman known as Molly Hartman sitting in a run-of-the-mill car in the cramped coffee shop parking lot. An unmemorable name for a woman easily forgotten. Hopefully. She pulled her hat down low on her brow as she shut off the engine. The man in the feed truck next to her gave her a nod, which made her shrink in the driver's seat. Friendly, she told herself. That was all. A small-town phenomenon absent in bustling San Francisco, precisely the reason she'd rented an apartment there. The best way to be anonymous was in a crowd. And the woman seated inside the shop who glanced out the window in her direction was likely lost in her own thoughts, rather than paying much attention to Molly's arrival. She popped a tiny mint, her mouth dry as ashes. There were 1,000 residents in Whisper Valley, the most northern of California towns. Not like they never had visitors, especially since they boasted a new luxurious inn and even a classic car showroom. So why did she feel like an exotic zoo animal drawing everyone's attention? You know why. She wondered for the millionth time if that moment 10 years ago, when she was barely 17, would define the rest of her life. Her fingers clenched into fists. New start. New chapter. But her boldness quavered, and a chill swept her body. She wasn't fully ready to embrace her unexpected freedom completely, even after the arrest of Porter Stone, the man who'd murdered her father. Stone was finally in custody, after she'd spent a torturous decade looking over her shoulder. He escaped before. He can do it again. She shook off the thought, but the prickly feeling on the back of her neck remained. Possibly it always would, the damage from an invisible wound that would never fully heal. She'd lined out a series of baby steps, wobbly lurches toward the life she intended to reclaim. The meeting at the coffee shop was the first one, though it did make her nervous to return to Whisper Valley, so close to where she and her sister had grown up. But a chance to visit Uncle Orson could not be overlooked. If she snagged some work, too, that'd be a bonus. She'd chat with Beth Wolfe and nailed down the job designing her marketing materials. In truth, there was no need for a face-to-face. She'd stressed that again and again to the boss of Security Hound's investigations. The website she'd pored over had a plethora of photos of the beautiful bloodhounds they used in their casework. There was absolutely no reason for her to have coffee with Beth instead of meeting via Zoom. Molly could cull tons of gorgeous images for the ads from the online shots. If they ever decided to include photos of the human staff, that'd be simple to arrange as well. At the moment, there were no people pictured on the Security Hound's website. Smart, she figured, for an agency that probably rubbed elbows with criminals. She had no headshot on her own website either, for different reasons.
I never work with anyone I don't eyeball in person, Beth Wolfe had cheerfully insisted.
At least the woman had acquiesced to meet at a coffee shop instead of her ranch. Molly had met another Wolf long ago. Probably no relation, and she doubted he was still around after a decade, but she didn't want to take a chance of encountering anyone from her past. She smoothed her ponytail, got out, and pushed through the coffee shop door. The crowded space was everything she'd hoped for, bustling, noisy. She scurried inside and slid into a booth in a far corner just as her phone buzzed.
See Uncle O yet?
She pictured her younger sister Antonia's elfin features, a more delicate version of her own. Zero patience, that girl. With a smile, she replied, Later, after my meeting. Can't wait. It was still surreal that within the space of 2 hours,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?